Welcome to the Sweeney Connection with your host, Chad Henderson.
Oh, yeah. We're back for another edition.
Once again.
Of the Sweeney Connection. Bob Cannon, how are you today?
Good. I'm excited. We've got an amazing young type 1 diabetic camper from Camp Sweeney here.
Yes.
Because this is the Sweeney Connection.
That is correct. Let's get to the star of the show here. Yeah. It's Caslyn Gamble. She was diagnosed at 6. She's 11 years old now in 5th grade. She's from Whitesboro. One of her favorite hobbies is showing rabbits. That's super cool. One of your favorite activities is cross country. And I know you started playing softball at like 3 years old. That's awesome. And then this is super cool to me. On the all-camp hike, you can see the camp cows. That's one of her favorite memory. The camp cows sort of on the other side of the lake during the lake run or the hike. That's pretty cool. And so welcome, Caslyn Gamble.
Hey, Chad. It's great to be here. I love the Camp Sweeney family.
Awesome.
Well, welcome.
Where do you live, Caslyn?
I live in Whitesboro, Texas. It's about 10 minutes away from here.
Man, did you know what the camp was here all your life, or did you just find out after you got diagnosed and all that?
I found out, like, after I got diagnosed.
Interesting.
Pretty cool. You can get KPFC in Whitesboro. That's not that far away. It all comes back to KPFC.
KPFC FM?
That's right.
Yeah.
So, Caslyn, just let's go back to the beginning. Sort of tell us about your diabetes story. You know, what do you remember that day that you got diagnosed?
Well, I was coming home from a trip from Galveston, and I remember I drank, like, Cokes and stuff like that a lot on the way back, and I used the restroom about 6 times on the way back home. It was a little bit scary. My mom took me to the hospital, and they said, well, you got diabetes. It was a little bit scary for me.
Did they just kind of know on the way home that because you were going to the bathroom so much that something was not right?
Yeah, they thought it was a bladder infection at first, but they knew something wasn't right.
Yeah. Yeah, that's got to be scary for a parent, you know, not to mention for the person that's got the situation going on, so. And you were what age were you?
I was 6 years old when I got diagnosed.
Okay.
Well, talk about the support of your family during that time and in the days after that.
My family was very supportive. They like helped me check my blood sugar a lot, and they sat with me in the hospital, and they were telling me everything was going to be all right and I wasn't going to get hurt or any of that. And after we got out of the hospital, I felt a lot better. And they helped me from there to now.
And as far as your diabetes care, talk about, you know, what technology do you use in your care? And do you have any difficulty, you know, out in the real world with management?
I use the CGM for my Dexcom and the PDM Omnipod 5 for my pump. And I've had a little bit of difficult time since I've got diagnosed, but not much. The most common, like, difficulty for me is me going high after lunch.
So which one of those devices do you monitor with the phone?
I monitor the CGM with the phone because my parents can read it while I'm at school and stuff like that.
So they can keep an eye on you while you're not even around them. That's kind of cool.
That is cool.
Yeah.
So something I didn't ask you yet, how many summers have you been to Camp Sweeney?
This is going to be my 4th summer for 2024. I'm excited for it.
What cabin were you in last year?
Bonner.
Okay. What about this year? So you could still be Bonner? Or?
I could still be Bonner or Leonard based off the counts. I don't know.
Yeah. You get to find out on opening day, right?
Yeah.
What do you remember about that first summer coming through the gates? You know, you're 10 minutes from home and all of a sudden there's this place called Camp Sweeney and you're here for, you know, 19 days. What do you remember about that first summer?
I was really scared about leaving my parents because I've never left my parents for more than 2 days. So I was scared. I didn't know anybody.
But then you quickly settled in probably, right?
Yeah. After about 2 days, I was perfectly fine. I enjoyed all the activities I did.
Did it seem like a whirlwind, like morning to night? And then you're just like, wow, that day's over fast, and here we go with tomorrow, whatever.
Yeah, the activities are so fun. Like, you can barely keep track of time. Like, the time just flies when you're having fun.
Yeah, and it does. Talk about maybe some of the friendships that you forged here at Camp Sweeney.
I've met a lot of counselors and friends. Like, one of my best friends is Lily Levins. She came here the same year I came here, and we became best friends. And I've met almost all the counselors, and they're all, like, really nice to me and all nice to everybody else. And I've made friendships with them.
So you've been doing this for 4 years, so you're kind of getting into that mode where you're kind of like got this expectation of, oh, who are the counselors going to be this year? Who's coming back? That kind of stuff, right? And tracking your friends and that they'll be back at camp and all that. Right?
Yeah.
So are most of the friends you have from your session?
Yes. I don't know really anybody else except for two people in the other sessions.
Yeah.
But I've been keeping track of, like, all the counselors on the Instagram page. Like, they posted Simmons Cabin's leaders today. So I've been keeping track to see who's all coming back.
Yeah. Yeah. This is the time of year where we post every now and then who the new, each cabin.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of cool.
Do you keep up with the friends here at camp outside of Camp Sweeney during the year?
Not really, just because I don't really play on my phone or call anybody or text anybody.
We should all be so lucky.
Yeah. What about the, let me interject. So you mentioned how much fun the activities and stuff are. So, like, what is it that you like to do during the day here?
I like to do cross country and, like, my rock climbing. I also like to do a lot of arts and crafts. Tie-dyeing t-shirt Wednesday, it's just awesome. You get to get messy. Who doesn't like getting messy?
Yeah.
So you like getting up in the morning and running like a mile?
Yeah. God. It's not that bad.
I like to get up and think about running a mile.
Visualizing.
Yeah.
So you really love the all-camp hike then, I bet.
Yeah. It's not that hard. You just walk and run as you go.
And I find that most campers tell me they start friendships on that hike, probably more on that day than any other day of the session.
Yeah, I say that's true too, because you walk by people and you meet people from all different cabins of all different ages.
How about, this is random, but do you like skate night?
Yeah, I like skate night quite a bit. I don't really like the first 15 minutes because I don't really skate that much, so got to get used to skating again.
And there's always like 6 or 8 really good skaters, and then everybody else is struggling.
Mm-hmm.
And they come flying around the thing, you know.
Yeah. Well, with this summer coming up pretty quick, I mean, 3.5 months away, what are you looking most forward to? This will be your fourth summer coming up, so what are you looking most forward to?
Seeing all my friends again, and saying hello and doing, like, activities with them.
It always comes down to the friendships, you know.
Yeah.
That's what everybody always talks about. Why are these friendships so close, do you think, at Camp Sweeney versus maybe somewhere else that you make?
Because, like, you do the activities together, you get to know each other, like your sibling group, you hang out with them for the whole 18 days, you eat meals with them, you do beating with them, and they just fun.
You just get to know each other really well, don't you? Mm-hmm. Even though you're from different walks of life and places, and I guess in some way that kind of makes it cool, huh?
Yeah. Like, this, like, two kids that come from not even on the same state and, like, not the same continent, but, like, they can talk about what their life is at home, and I can share mine.
Yeah.
I was just going to ask if she had a favorite campfire song.
There's that voice again. It comes from...
I think...
It wasn't me. It wasn't you.
I think my favorite campfire song is We're Not Gonna Trade It.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That's Joe back behind you there. He's our technical director.
That's a great song. I love that one. Especially
which one?
With
which one? Oh, I can't.
We're not gonna trade it. Yeah. No. With all the, you know, the vegetables that come up dancing on stage. That's the best.
Because that's a natural thing that happens.
Of course. Yeah. The avocado suit. Do you ever try to explain to your friends back home, like, what Camp Sweeney is, and they just, like, don't understand?
Yeah, I try doing that a lot, and most people don't understand. Like, there's no way there can be a camp that fun or awesome.
Yeah. You probably explain some of the things that happen, and they just stare at you, huh? Like, what?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take a short break here with Castle and Gamble. More with her right after this.
Camp Sweeney is more than just a camp. It's a place where young people with diabetes can develop the skills they need to live long and healthy lives. Our campers participate in a program that offers them a wide variety of activities, including archery, swimming, challenge course, hiking, and canoeing. While participating in these activities, our campers build self-confidence, develop new skills, and meet people their own age who also have diabetes. And let's not forget, a session at Camp Sweeney is a lot of fun. If you'd like to change the life of a child by sponsoring him or her to attend our camp, please contact Southwestern Diabetic Foundation at 940-665-2011 or log on to www.campsweeney.org. We're a nonprofit organization. Camp Sweeney is where friendship begins and never ends. And now, back to the Sweeney Connection, a presentation of Camp Sweeney and KPFC-FM, and your host, Chad Henderson.
Back on the Sweeney Connection, we're visiting with Castle and Gamble, and of course Bob Cannon sitting here with us as well.
You know, we're getting chewed out here by our technical director.
Yes, we are.
During the break, he's like barking orders at us. We need to put him back in his box.
Come on now, take it easy.
Back on.
Take it easy.
Thank you, Joe Langwell over there in the corner. Castle, have you given any thought to what your next Halloween dance costume is going to be?
I don't really know yet. I kind of want to be like a Harry Potter character for Halloween this year.
Good choice.
Do you team up with a friend and try to come up with something, or are you just doing your own thing?
No. There's very few people that do with the Halloween dance.
Yeah. That's a crazy time.
How about Hawaiian Falls or Urban Air?
I like both of those. Urban Air is like the bounciest place on earth. Hawaiian Falls, where you can slide on waterfalls and do like these big rides and stuff like that.
Do you really like the off-site events like that?
Yeah. Because like you get to ride in the bus and...
That's some time really to talk with friends and stuff, I'll bet, right?
Yeah.
You know, Camp Sweeney's 75 years old, and, you know, Grandma Sweeney's had diabetes for 75 years now. Grandma Sweeney, a legend around here. You know, how does she inspire you?
Well, she just persevered through her life and perfectly fine with it.
Does that mean anything to you when you hear the PFC, Perseverance, Faith, and Courage?
Yeah, you always need to persevere through life, and you need to have faith that everything's going to go right. You need to have the courage to do stuff.
I couldn't say it better myself.
That's perfect. Yeah. Great. So what's next for you? I know you might have a softball tournament tomorrow or something. Is that right?
Yes.
So you're very active outside of Camp Sweeney.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. Well, we're looking forward to next summer. Are you second session?
I'm third session.
Third session next summer, and that's just around the corner. Bob, any final thoughts?
Nope. It's going to be phenomenal summer 2024, and she's phenomenal.
Yes.
And you're not too bad either.
Meh.
Yeah, you know.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm just a sidekick. Castlin's the star today. Castlin, thank you so much for being on the Sweeney Connection today. And our technical director, thanks to Joe Langwell. For Bob Cannon, I'm Chad Handsome. And Camp Sweeney, you stay connected.
The preceding program has been a presentation of Camp Sweeney and KPFC-FM. No portion of this broadcast may be reproduced or distributed without the express written permission of Camp Sweeney. This is your announcer, Everett Caldwell, wishing you a good night from Camp Sweeney. You're listening to KPFC-FM 91.9, serving Kalispell, Gainesville, and the entire Sweeneyland area.